Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show, and I'm your host, Stephen Kay. Always my honor and privilege to share this time with you as we do this show every day in order to keep continually working on our path toward our goals and dreams. And we discuss a number of topics here on the show. On Thursdays, of course, we talk about your health and wellness. And when we do that, we have two great show advisors that help us with that. One is not present with us today. He's our good friend Umberto Coppola with 130 Fitness. But I'll tell you more about his program a little bit later in the show. The other is our customized clinical nutritionist, Dr. Dan Cuney, who helps you understand how to take better care of your own well-being using his principles found in the seven pillars of health. And in the seven pillars of health, which you can find more information about online at drdanwellness.com, he teaches you about his customized clinical nutrition program with using the proper food and nutrients that your body needs, as well as supplements that you may not be able to get enough of vitamins and minerals in the foods that you eat on a daily basis, and all of the other things that go into proper nutrition and wellness, and keeping in mind that what you put in your body is exactly what you'll get out of it over your entire lifetime. So if you want to restore your body's vital life force from head to toe, then of course you want to talk with Dr. Dan Cuney. And again, you can find out more information about him online at drdanwellness.com. But he's here with us right now to give you a little bit of advice, as he does every week, on things that you can do to improve your health. And Dr. Dan, today, we always talk about the nutritional side of your business here on the show, because I think that's your main focus. But some of our listeners may not know, or some of them might if they've been listening long enough, but some of them may not have known that you also have a chiropractic side of your business, that you help people understand how to take care of their well-being through making sure that their body is doing everything that it needs to do. And what I find most fascinating about those two elements of your business is how much they end up tying together. It just amazes me how much nutrients and well-being tie into our nervous system and how that helps us have a better, more functional, and healthier life.
Absolutely. It's really, when we talk about some things, a lot of times what we do is we talk about the factors of health in my practice, and we've mentioned these on a show a while back, which is, you know, exercise, rest, nutrition, healthy mental well-being, all flowing through a healthy nervous system. And really the reality of things is that if any of those things start to get out of balance, then you're not going to be 100% healthy. So a lot of people, you know, think about exercise. A lot of people may even consider the possibility of nutrition, but it's not as common for people to think about what is the concept of my brain communicating with my body and how efficient does that need to be? Because we just take it as a, sort of like a given, you know, this is what our body does. It, you know, communicates back and forth. It's good. And as a lot of our listeners know, so the first adjustment was done on a deaf man in 1895 and restored his hearing. And that's how chiropractic was born. And, you know, I don't want to go over that, you know, because most people think about chiropractic as something to kind of help me with a little bit of neck pain or back pain. And what I do a lot of times is I try to educate people about the concept of chiropractic is really about making sure your brain and your body are communicating at 100%, whether that communication is going to your liver, you know, your lifeblood liver, you know, that's why it's called liver, that's cleansing your body and keeping you healthy, or whether it's going to your heart, or whether it's going to your ears like it did with the first adjustment with Harvey Lillard and Dee Dee Palmer.
And that's a common misconception that I think a lot of people have about chiropractic. We think of it as adjustments to the bones. But what's really happening with true chiropractic care, it's an adjustment to the flow of the nervous system. And the nervous system and the, communicates everything to your entire body. And that includes your bones and your muscles and your organs and everything else. And all of that's controlled by your brain. So it, once we understand that, it makes perfect sense how taking care of both ends, the chiropractic and the nutrition, can really impact our well-being for the better in so many different ways.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, the article we submitted this week, you know, was talking about the connection of chiropractic and the immune system. And, you know, that isn't something that you would think of right away. Because when you start thinking of chiropractic, you think about that nervous system, you know, the brain-body communication, and it's, okay, that nervous system will control what? It'll control the movement, motion, so if I move my hand, my brain's telling me to move my hand. And then if you're a little bit better educated, you would say, okay, well, now the nervous system's controlling my organs, like I just said, but now we're going into understanding that long-term chiropractic dramatically increases the body's immune system. And that really is a whole nother level of function. And really, that's the word that chiropractic's all about. It's about function. So that's why it marries so well with nutrition, because what am I doing, as we talked about, show after show, is upregulating your physiology with, you know, whole food nutrients. In other words, to get your function better with whole food nutrients. Now, what if we have a block with a bone that's out of place? And I'll explain that in a minute, but what if we have a block with that? And could that be blocking your body's ability to get well by the immune system or whatever is going on?
Well, that's an excellent comparison, because we have to think of our body and the nervous system as like circuitry, because technically that's what it really is. Our brain sends electrical impulses and signals down through the nerves to communicate with our rest of our body so that it can tell it what to do and find out what's going on and make internal adjustments to what it produces inside of us for what our body needs. And so if you've ever had stereo equipment or anything electrical, and at some point in the time, you know, the wire's going from the bass to the speaker, and then all of a sudden you're listening to your favorite talk show one day at StephenKLive.com, or you're listening to your favorite tunes, and you notice that something sounds a little staticky. The speaker on the left seems to be going out. Nothing's happening with the speaker on the right. It's functioning perfectly fine. And you figure, well, hey, what's going on? And you check the speaker, and everything seems to be okay, and everything seems to be tuned in properly. So you start tracing the wire, and lo and behold, there's a kink in the wire somewhere along the line. And when you move and adjust that kink, the sound comes back. And then if you move it again the wrong way, well, then the sound disconnects. And eventually you either have to do one of two things. You either have to replace that wire, or you have to get it in the right spot to where the electricity still flows properly. Well, the same thing's happening inside of our body all the time. If your elbow's off, or if something else is off along that line, well, then the body isn't going to be able to, I'll use the elbow as the example, the brain isn't going to necessarily be able to communicate with the hand 100% properly, or worse. And I know the main part of your topic is about the immune system. Worse is when the brain can't communicate with one of the organs that maintain functionality and good health inside of our body. That's when we can start to experience some real trouble and see health concerns. And most people may never make that connection. They go to the medical doctor and he says, well, take these pills, and it relieves the symptoms, but it doesn't necessarily it doesn't necessarily solve the cause of the problem.
And you're exactly right. And that's why if you listen around, you'll hear so many miracles with chiropractic. I mean, there's just so much out there.
I love how they're called miracles, because they're not really miracles. It's just science. It's just figuring out where the problem exists.
Yeah, I know. And that, you know, what we do as chiropractors, we kind of take a step back, and we believe in, you know, that inborn intelligence, innate intelligence is really the thing that does the healing. You know, I was in school and early in school, and I'm moving bone, and then the person's getting well in front of me, and I'm thinking, this is not me. This is clearly God. You know, there's something else bigger than that. And so what we're doing is removing the interference to the lifeblood, to the healing of the body, and then the body heals itself. And that, and what's doing that is your inborn intelligence, that innate intelligence inside your body. And so, you know, just to go back to what you're talking about is, you know, like Windsor autopsies, which is on my website under chiropractic, if anybody wants to look at it. You know, the Windsor autopsies was done by a medical doctor way back in the, like, the 20s, and he was trying to actually disprove chiropractic. That was his whole intention. And his intention was to said, okay, well, what is going on here? I'm going to prove that chiropractic is quackery. We're going to go and autopsy these, you know, people. And autopsy, and we found out what they died of course. And what he did is he traced the nerves back to the spine. And what he found over and over and over again, with over a 90% correlation, and in some places it was 100% correlation, like with the heart disease, it was 100%, that the area of the spine that was the worst degenerated area of the spine, if you trace that nerve out, that was the organ that they passed from, you know, that malfunction that no longer worked, that, you know, was the cause of their death. And that is mind-blowingly, you know, to me, it's just like, wow. I mean, that's even bigger than what I, you know, had understood about chiropractic before I went into school, because you're like, could that really be true? So, you know, they, you know, and this wasn't just a few people. This was like over 200 people that they did. And so that was really, really showed me the power of function, of allowing things to work the way that God, you know, worked them. And your analogy with the speakers was great. One other thing, you know.
And by the way, I want to say about the guy who went out to prove that chiropractic was quackery. I'm glad he failed.
Yeah.
I am so glad he failed, because we ended up finding, an avenue for our healthcare that can truly help us improve not just the immune system, like I know we're going to continue to talk about today, but so many different aspects of our well-being that is benefited from proper chiropractic care. It's not all about cracking backs and making adjustments. It's really about allowing the body to function to its full capacity as it was meant to when it comes to the brain and the nervous system and the spine and the bones and everything else that's well there within.
Certainly. And you know the funny thing is he ended up becoming one of chiropractic's biggest proponents, and his son became a chiropractor.
Wow, so, that's cool.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
So in regards to the immune system specifically, there has been a lot of different studies on this since that point in time. You talk about many of them in your article that you wrote for today's show, which again our listeners can find under today's episode. Click the Read More link at StephenKLive.com. And one of the things that I read in here was one of the first examples you give is patients with HIV who receive certain types of adjustments experienced better immune cell production, which of course helps them deal with that condition and gives them a better quality of life.
Yes, it was pretty amazing. As a matter of fact, that research was done at my alma mater, and literally what they did is they had This was in the early days of HIV, and they had a research study going on, and they were doing the research study at Life University, and then going back to the medical clinic, and what they did is they just measured what's called the T cells, which is a very, very important level of immunity for everyone, but specifically for HIV, like they're concerned about those numbers. And they saw a 48% increase in their immune cell production. And that is amazing, amazing, difference. You know, like if they make sure that their immune cells were that much higher, they could not do that with medication. There was nothing and to this day, I still don't think that with the best medications, I don't know this for certain, but I still don't believe that they're at that level of improvement. And it was interesting to me that it was done with a specific type of chiropractic. And this is called upper cervical chiropractic. And this is an area of your spine where the brain stem is. So right out from your brain drops down the stem of the brain. And so like right, if you reach to the back of your skull and you drop down from the back of your skull and those first couple bones that you can feel, that's your brain stem area. That's called the atlas and axis or C1 and C2. And these areas, when they get misaligned, they're literally putting pressure on your brainstem. So that alone should just, you know, say, that might not be too good. And when we used specific adjustments where we, you know, took x-rays, saw what was going on and worked all that, we saw some really quite amazing, results. And so that is what I really, was proud to see, and one of the techniques that I learned, and that when we come back, maybe we can talk a little bit about, you know, that there are different styles of chiropractic. They're all great, but you know, different types are going to work better for different cases and different needs, and we can probably talk about that.
So for our listeners, if you've been maybe feeling a little tired and run down, if you actually have discovered that your immune system isn't functioning as it should be, if you find yourself that you maybe catch a lot of colds or are somewhat ill on a regular basis, whether it be with a common cold or a flu more than maybe once a year, there are numerous things that are happening in your body in regards to your immune system that it should be fighting off for you more regularly. You may want to talk to doctor. In fact, I think you should talk to Dr. Dan and have this checked out. He offers private consultation. You can call him directly at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. You can find out more information on the immune system part of healthcare on his website and how chiropractic impacts it at drdanwellness.com. Check out his website. He has all the same articles and show audio that he posts on our website. You can find it while you're looking at some of his research at drdanwellness.com. But when you go to drdanwellness.com, you'll find so much more information because he has self-assessment tests that you can take. He has information on foods you should eat, foods you should avoid, just a wealth of knowledge and advice and information and education on how you can take better care of your health and do it naturally. That's why it's called customized clinical nutrition, because it's nutrition for your body from a clinical and scientific aspect that will allow you to take better care of your health and well-being. Again, you can find it all online at drdanwellness.com. We're going to take a quick break here, as we do on radio, to give a thank you to our sponsors and show advisors who help support this program. If you do have any questions, if you'd like to call the show live, or even if you're listening to a podcast and you'd like to talk to me or Dr. Dan, call 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365. Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm your host, Stephen Kay. Always an honor and privilege to share this time with you. We do this show daily online at StephenKLive.com, and whether you're listening to us live or podcast, the phones are always open for you to join us at 713-783-8365. That's number, does spell my name, 713-STEVENK. You can shoot an email to me at StephenKLive.com if you want to type instead of talk. And, of course, you can communicate with us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, and Blog Talk Radio, our stream provider. All of those resources, including the phone number, are available to you at any time of the day. So live or podcast, you can reach out and get the help that you need for your life, your business, your money. Now, today we are talking about the life side of LBM, and we're talking about your health with Dr. Dan Cuney, our customized clinical nutritionist. And Dr. Dan, in the last segment, we were discussing how chiropractic care can help boost your immune system. And there has been numerous case studies on this. There have been patients who have been diagnosed with a serious illness, and after being under chiropractic care for a certain length of time, or an uncertain length of time, I'm not sure, it just says long-term chiropractic care, they've had greater immune competence than people who were experiencing those same conditions but not receiving that type of care. So the proof is in the pudding. If this can help our body function better and help our immune system produce the things to prevent or fight off disease and illness, then obviously the answer is that it can help us have a healthier and better life.
Certainly, Stephen. I mean, it's just amazing research to see this, because the research came out from the chief of cancer prevention in New York, Preventive Medicine Institute. His name was Ronald Perot. He later went on to win the Nobel Prize. He's a PhD. He was doing his work, and he started recognizing this. And they were looking at things that start, you know, to help people really have the strongest health and well-being. And what they found, which we would all expect, is the average individual, his immune system is about 200% stronger than someone with cancer or other serious diseases and illnesses. And, you know, we could definitely get that. So in other words, you and I, we're not, not diagnosed. Well, let's say, let's pretend for a second that you're not under any chiropractic care at all. So your immune system is going to be 200% stronger than someone that has cancer or serious illnesses. There's no surprise there. Like, we're like, yeah, of course, that makes sense. But then I'm under chiropractic care, and let's say that, you know, for the sake of the argument, that you're not. And so I'm under chiropractic care, and my immune system is 200% stronger than yours, which is, you know, the average individual not under chiropractic care, and 400% stronger than the person with, you know, serious illnesses. That is astounding research. I mean, that's, we're talking about doubling your immunity to the average person, you know, walking around, and, you know, what is it, quadrupling your immunity towards someone with, you know, some serious illnesses. I mean, this is really quite astounding research. And for it to come out of, you know, cancer research, you know, for it to come out from someone that moved on to win the Nobel Prize, you know, this chief cancer prevention in New York Preventive Medicine Institute, this is really, really astounding. It starts to come to the level of, like, why is not everyone, you know, under some level of chiropractic care? To, you know, maybe they don't need to be going every week, but at least maybe a once a month wellness routine appointment. You know, what is stopping them? And what we'll get into, if we can today, is just the fact that there are 200 different techniques out there, and there are a lot of doctors that just are not happy with the turn, twist, pop, crack that the average doctor does. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, they help a lot of people, but they just don't want that style of chiropractic. And so because that need is there, that's my niche. You know, and I use some very specific instruments to do the adjusting, and we can talk about that if we'd like.
And you know, in your article, you talk about how it can help regulate hormones, aside from the immune system, and how it can have an impact on our chances of getting ill. And I would have to think what you just said, you know, hey, if it's going to help me not only feel better throughout the day, but help me prevent disease and illness by strengthening my immune system, which is what fights off all of that stuff in our body, then, you know, of course, that's why I want that type of care in my life, because I want to be healthier. I want to live longer. I don't want to have to face the big C as so many people are facing these days. And if it can help prevent it, it's not a surefire, hey, this is 100% guaranteed that you're not going to get cancer. That's not what Dr. Dan is saying. What he's saying is that if your immune system's stronger, then you have a better chance to avoid these types of medical conditions in your life. Am I correct?
Exactly, exactly. Just like we taught, if you remember, with the nutrition, is we teach people to that it. What's the old saying? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
That's right.
You know, when we look at the concept of, let me do some nutritional supplements that feed my system and upregulate it so that my physiology is stronger than the next person, so I have less chance of getting heart disease, cancer, diabetes, etc. And then we look at the concept of getting a chiropractic adjustment, and especially a specific style of chiropractic that can make such a dramatic difference in people's health and well-being, then we're giving everyone their true potential, you know, living to be their fully, what we like to call fully alive, you know, really their foundation of true health, you know, where they're supposed to be at and be able to accomplish the dreams that God's given them to accomplish why they're here on this planet. And, you know, that is what gets me up in the morning. You know, it doesn't get me up in the morning just to say, hey, I'm going to work, I'm doing, you know, but it's about transforming people's lives. It's about, you know, creating that level of success. You know, I've just recently had a cancer patient come into my office, and, you know, we're looking at the multiple pronged approach that we would use to start to battle that. Now, I'm not treating the cancer. I'm treating the person and helping them be the strongest, whatever decisions they make. But that is what it's all about, is get them to be their strongest place. And it's certainly better to get stronger now before you're diagnosed with something, then, and it's much harder to work once you're diagnosed with something.
Obviously, I mean, it's and not to say that if you're dealing with something like that, that this can't help you, because again, the research shows that it has helped numerous patients when dealing with those types of conditions. But so it can help you on both sides. If you're experiencing something like that, if you're going through an illness or disease, and your doctor has not recommended this, of course you can ask him. I know, Dr. Dan, that there has been a somewhat of a battle between traditional medicine and chiropractic care over the last 100 or 200 years. But I do know that they've gotten closer to realizing the benefits of both worlds. And so, of course, you can talk to your doctor about that, but I would also talk to Dr. Dan directly and ask him what he thinks he can do for you when dealing with this. You can call Dr. Dan's office. He's on the show right now, of course, so, you know, you can call him here at 713-STEPHEN-K, and he'll be able to talk to you live. If you are listening to a podcast, you'll reach me at the office, and I'll just forward you to Dr. Dan and give you his info. But if you want to contact him directly after the show, or after you're done listening to the show, call his office, set up a private consultation, talk to him over the phone, if that makes you more comfortable first, and just tell him what's going on, and allow him to start the process of helping you feel better with what you're dealing with. 713-295-9358. Of course, you can check out his research online at drdanwellness.com. And his research is a compilation of a lot of different research done by numerous doctors and physicians and other people in the health and wellness industry, and you'll be able to find it all there on Dr. Dan's website, drdanwellness.com. But the easiest thing you can do to get help is simply pick up the phone and call 713-295-9358. 1-800-875-8. Now, Dr. Dan, there, aside from everything that we've been talking about with the immune system, we still have a few minutes left in the show. What are some of the other benefits that you've seen and experienced with your own patients, or you've read about through your research from other doctors that you're constantly going through? What are some of the other benefits, immune system or even beyond, that you've seen through the combination of proper chiropractic care and proper nutritional counseling?
Absolutely. For me, the beginning, I got some traditional chiropractic, and what happened in my life is, I used to take, Rolaids and Maalox and all these different things for ulcers. I was diagnosed with a small, a slight ulcer, and, then they put me on Zantac, and now we're going back to like when I was, 17, 18 years old. And I had one in my car, one in my house, one in my, at work, and, just always ready. And so every time I went to the grocery store, I'm buying more of this, And I started going to a chiropractor, and I went because I had a little, neck, stuff that could be a little better. I heard it could be helpful from a friend. And what was amazing to me is that ulcer went away, that whole indigestion, everything that was along with it, just went away. I just noticed one day when I went to the grocery store, I wasn't picking that up anymore. So that was my entryway into chiropractic, and that's what got me interested in learning more about it, and eventually, led me to chiropractic school. And then later on, as I started learning more specific techniques, I got adjusted by some more specific techniques, which was, creating a higher level, if you will. And what happened for me was I got a level of clarity of mind that I really don't know that I ever had before in my life. So, a lot of people that just have trouble with focus and concentration and actually it's even becoming more rampant with, kids today with, sort of attention deficit type stuff and maybe even some adults. That was the
next. I'm sorry, what was that? What were we talking about?
Yeah, exactly. So, that is just a whole nother level of clarity and focus that was really huge for me. And I woke up and I got more in touch with my body. And it's kind of hard to explain that, but I'm a relatively intellectual person. And when I started getting adjusted this way, with these more specific techniques, I just got stress off my nerves, if you will. How they say people are on your nerves? Well, your phone's gonna be on your nerves. And I was just more at peace, and so I was more intuitive. I believe like the Holy Spirit was, I was more available to listen. And not that I God was not trying to knock on the door before, but it certainly felt to me that I wasn't blocking I'm not saying that this is going to make you a more spiritual person, but it was just my personal experience and these types of things. And obviously, all chiropractors are going to at some point tell you about the miracles with pain and so on. But I think one of the things in chiropractic that's pretty well known for is fertility issues. So it's very, very common that someone will have problems with fertility. And they'll be going to all the different clinics and so on and so forth. They'll go to a chiropractor, and the joke is my chiropractor got me pregnant. And it's so frequent and common that when we unlock the nervous system, the nerves that are going to the uterus and to the ovaries and the rest of the body, of course, and it starts to function properly. Your analogy with the speaker system was very, very good. I use another analogy as well, is with the refrigerator. And if you have a refrigerator, you put food in the refrigerator, it's all healthy, it's good and everything. And the refrigerator, the circuit blows, in your house. You go and fix the circuit, right? And that's what chiropractic is. You fix the breaker, But at some point if that breaker keeps blowing, you start looking at, the power that's coming into the house and seeing what's out of balance in people's lives that might be stopping them from being healthy, as well as if you keep trying to just replace, and what medicine often will do is replace the food in the refrigerator. Well, we've got to replace the organ. We've got to do that. But really, the problem goes in between the line to the refrigerator, the electricity to the refrigerator. And I really feel that that is something that reminds me to look at all these factors of health. It comes back down to the exercise, the rest, the nutrition, the mental well-being, all flowing through a healthy nervous system. If you can balance these factors of health, you can have an ideal health and well-being, and that can really get you to where you want to be in your life.
And that does make a whole lot of sense, because if you're constantly trying to fix things that are getting broken, well, then maybe you'd really need to look at, you know, what's causing them to break in the first place. And, you know, you can relate this to numerous analogies. I use the stereo system. Dr. Dan used the refrigerator. The bottom line is if you're constantly feeling like you're down or you don't have enough energy or you're going to the doctor or you're taking medications, and all of this stuff that you're doing is just really either coping with the symptoms that you really don't want to have in your life, or covering them up with medications or other types of care that really don't address the cause, well, then you ought to, for yourself, for your own well-being, take another look at it. Look at a different approach that can help you, that's more common than you can possibly imagine, because this is being done all over the country and all over the world. Look at something that maybe some of your other doctors haven't suggested or even know about. If you go to a medical doctor, he's going to give you medicine. If you go to a nutritionist, he's going to give you nutrition. Which one feeds your body better? That's the real question that you have to be answering yourself, and that's where Dr. Dan's customized clinical nutrition comes into play for your health and well-being. Between the chiropractic care that he offers in his practice and the nutritional consultation and advice that he can help you with feeding your body better, then you're going to get better health and better results. Give him a call today. Set up a private consult. Ask him about his free workshops and seminars. And talk to him about some of the things that you feel can be better with your health. 713-295-9358 is the number to call. That's 713-295-9358. You can find him online at drdanwellness.com. But I find it easiest to just pick up the phone and talk to the man. You can reach Dr. Dan today at 713-295-9358. All right, we're done with the main portion of our show, but I have one more segment to wrap up the program with. If you have any last-minute questions or comments, you can reach me at 713-STEPHEN-K.